Hello, and welcome to the second installment of the iPod Technocast produced by Flying Blind LLC. My name is Larry Lewis, and today I will be showcasing a really phenomenal piece of technology that currently is in public beta and works incredibly well, actually. It is Ceratec's System Access to Go screen reading software. A little bit about the System Access product. System Access has been around for quite some time. Many of you folks who have used screen reading technology have probably heard of System Access as it relates to being able to install the product on a USB thumb drive. And what that product would enable you to do would be to walk up to any PC with your thumb drive, plug your System Access software into any USB 2 port, and make that machine instantaneously accessible to you. Well, the folks at Ceratec have taken this a step further, and they've come out with just a fantastic concept. It's the first web-based screen reading technology designed for those of us who are blind, so that we might be able to go up to any PC without any hardware, without any dongles or USB drives or anything like that, and actually access any machine, wherever it may be, your local city building, your local library, your school district, what have you. And the machine really doesn't have to have any sort of access on the PC itself. So it makes it a really phenomenal user experience for those of us who are blind. Right now, to prove how well this works to you, I'm actually visiting some of my friends at MindVault Solutions. And for those of you who are unaware, if you go to my website, www.flying-blind.com, and you go to Companies Represented, you'll see a link to MindVault Solutions. And MindVault helps me out with a lot of the technical wherewithal behind the website, some marketing ideas and so forth. And they're responsible for making sure that I have the right look and feel for my website so that it's easy for you folks to access. So, having said that, I've come to their offices, and they do not have any screen reader access on any of their machines. Everybody here at MindVault is sighted and does a very good job technically and so forth, but they don't really have any screen reader access on their machines. So I thought it would be fun to come and visit them, because it would be one thing if I were sitting back in my office with my laptop and running this System Access to Go web browser session when I have multiple screen readers already on my PC and so forth. This is a fresh PC, and once we get the System Access software going, I'll show to you that there's really no access on this machine. This is a machine that I will be able to access, and I'll take you on a tour of just a couple of different applications, how I would use System Access to Go in a web browsing session on a PC that does not have any screen reader access. The first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to hit my Windows key. Now, unfortunately, you don't really have any speech at first, unless obviously you're running Microsoft's Narrator product. I would prefer just to get right into it. So I'm just going to press my Windows key, and I'm going to press R to open up a Run dialog box. And I'm going to type www.satogo.com. System Access to Go. I'm going to press Enter. And assuming that I typed it correctly, we should have the System Access.
System Access to Go. Please press Enter to begin.
So the very first thing it instructs you to press Enter to begin, you have to install the System Access software temporarily on your machine.
Please press Alt plus R to continue.
And we'll press Alt R because it's asking if I want to run or save this software. We're just going to run it.
Please press
and we'll
plus
press
R
Alt plus R again.
If this is your first time using,
and it's not my first time
Go,
using this,
please listen to this entire message before.
I'm going
to
stop that and explain what's going on. For those of you who have not used System Access to Go and wish to try it out after listening to this podcast, if you want to actually type trial immediately when you hear System Access to Go start talking, you can actually set up a trial account so that you can test out and try System Access while it's still in public beta. If you just want to run it in a 10-minute demonstration mode, you could just type the word demo. I'm actually going to type in my account details. First, my account number.
404429011. Please type.
And now I'm going to type my PIN. And I'm going to press Enter.
You're logged on. Loading System Access, please wait. System access to go is ready. Desktop. List.
And the first time, the first time that...
selected.
Okay.
1 of 9.
And once the machine stops rudely interrupting me, I'll continue. There we go. So the next thing that, the first thing that will happen when you do this the first time is you'll have to actually accept the terms as you would with any new product. You can decline or accept. If you decline, you're going to get booted out. If you want to accept, then so be it. Then you're away you go, and that's the only time you really have to accept. So a couple of things that I like to do is obviously talk, as you can tell. So we're going to go into Windows Messenger, Instant Messenger, and I'm going to take you into Windows Messenger. And the other thing that I like is money. And so we're going to do some stock research, and we're actually going to pick a stock. I'm going to take you to a special website or a website that I like to use. And so we'll do two different types of things with this product. But the first thing I want to show you.
Start menu. Internet. Internet Explorer.
It's just exploring
email,
here.
Notepad. Windows Live Messenger. Nero Start Smart. Adobe Photoshop, Microsoft Office, Word, all programs. Sub.
I hear a lot of programs on here, but the one thing I don't hear is any screen reading technology. Any of the major screen reader manufacturers, including System Access, I don't really hear this. These options here.
Windows, Windows, Microsoft, WinZip, Accessible, Adobe, Game, Net, Sound, Start, Adobe, Inter, M, Remote.
And the folks at the Vault have a lot of Windows, stuff on here, so you're going to have to take my word for it.
All program, Microsoft Office, Word, Adobe, Nero Start, Windows Live Messenger.
If I go to my system tray,
shows whether your friends are online and lets you have online conversations.
I could obviously go to my system tray, which I can do just with a keystroke.
Select a system tray icon. List system access,
and here not I selected. Could select system
selected.
Access,
system access, taskbar, system access menu,
and I could open
connect to the system access mobile network. Key echo word at text.
So I have all of my system access options under my basically under my system access in my system menu.
Start menu, internet.
So I'm going to go to Windows Live Messenger, and I'm going to open that up
online. Outline button, open.
So what I'm going to do
here toolbar.
Is actually
Melissa
go.
De Blasi, Mind Vault Solutions.
So I see that my buddy Melissa De Blasi is online, and I'm going to actually initiate
Mind
a chat
Vault.
With her.
Send an instant message.
By right mouse clicking, pressing enter, and
Good
I'm going to put hi, Melissa.
L-I-S-A.
What's shaking?
C S H F G. Question. Larry says, hi, Melissa. What's shaking?
And hopefully she won't ignore me. Hopefully she'll write me back. She knows how hurt my feelings would be if she doesn't write me back. Maybe. I'm hard to get rid of. Where are you?
You. Question. Larry says, where are you?
And I hear her typing.
Blazy says, good. And you?
Okay. And so we could keep doing this, and you could hear her writing back and so forth. I can access all of my menus here.
File. Edit. Active.
Just as you would with...
invite a contact or join this conversation. Send a single file.
You can see how
create
responsive this is.
Folder.
And this is all being Page. Ran off of a web browsing session.
Send
a web window in the background.
Send a wink. Send an email. Send
I'll
a wink.
Send her a wink.
Winks. Close button.
Why not?
Melissa De Blasi conversation. Input.
Nothing wrong
Edible
with winking
text.
At Melissa. There
Blank.
We go. And I'll close that. I think you get the point. Popular application like system, or I should say Windows Instant Messaging, works really well. Let's see what she has to say. You can hear her typing in the background through Instant Messaging. Oh boy, it's a long message. I'm in trouble now. Okay. Let's see.
Black file. Menu book. Windows Live Mess. Melissa De Blasi conversation. Input. Editable text. Blank.
Here we go.
Melissa De Blasi says, smile. Blank.
Okay, and so she's smiling, so that's good. I'll leave this on a positive note. I'll close this chat.
Windows Live.
I guess I should have said bye. But I'm not going to go back in there now because we want to research a very hot stock right now. So I think we'll do that.
Start menu. Internet Explorer.
I'll go into Internet Explorer.
Taskbar. Windows Internet Explorer.
We'll open that up.
MindVault Solutions.
And we have the MindVault Solutions webpage. I'm going to press Control O.
Open.
www. I like to go to investorguide.com.
OrguideOM.
And if this were my machine and I wanted to take the time to do this, I would probably change the echo so it would just voice every word.
12:01 a.m. at 7:20.
So I'm going to basically.
New York Market Watch US.
I have on the Investor Guide website.
Link.
Leaving table.
Simple. DJI.
We have the Dow, NASDAQ. We're going to skip over that this week. It was not a pretty week.
Healthy job. US. Five. Forget. Investor.
So I'm just basically skipping down past all the news.
Long term debt. Look up another term. Add a button. Investor Guides Talk of the Day Research. Investor Guides Talk of Investor Guides. Subscribe to a button. Enter a company name or
take a
sample for in-depth talk research.
So why don't we check out and see how Google's doing? I'll type the symbol, G-O-O-G. I'll tab to my search button. And I'll press enter on that.
White spacer. Here's the stock research information you requested for Google Goog. To search for another stock, enter the
And now I can use my arrow keys, review all that information.
Goog overview. Link. Goog profile. Link.
So we'll skip down to the important things.
Entering table.
Heading level 2, quotes and charts.
Entering
so we have Google's
Google
quotes and charts.
GS Goog.
We see it's listed on NASDAQ.
12:00 a.m. at 7:27:07. Last 511.89.
So if you have $511.89, you could have bought a share of Google its last trade.
Change 3.89.
And we see it changed 3.89% today.
Percent change 0.77%.
I'm sorry, 0.77%.
Volume 5,400,000.
And we see it was a heavy trading day for Google. 5,400,000 shares changed.
Open. 508.53.
So it's open at 508.53 if anybody has a little extra change tomorrow that they want to spend on Google.
PE ratio.
And on, you get the point. So I'm basically able to review the Google chart and see how their stock performance. If I want to go down and look at 52-week highs and lows, I can do that and so forth. And again, it's just another example of if I'm out and about, I don't necessarily want to carry my laptop with me. I do have an accessible mobile speak equipped phone, obviously. I could do some of that stuff on here. But if I wanted to go into a more intuitive desktop PC web browsing session and so forth, I could do that very easily with system access to go. Now, the interesting part is if I want, I can basically close this. I can go back to my system tray.
Select a system tray icon. Selected system access. Taskbar. System access menu.
Shut down system access.
Modifier F4. Shutting down system access.
And I've actually closed out of this. When I walk away from one of the many PCs at MindVault's offices, when I walk away, they'll be none the wiser that there's a screen reader on here. So it basically promotes the philosophy that I think is really important that we're able to use. We, those of us who are vision impaired, are able to use PCs anytime, anywhere, without maybe the inconveniences of extra video drivers and modifications to software that requires network privileges and so forth. I basically can walk up to most machines, providing the USB port's not locked down or anything like that. Or I shouldn't even say USB port because I'm not even needing to use the USB on this particular brand of software. That would be a problem with any type of screen reader on the USB side of the equation. And I think the important thing is with system access to go, I don't really have to worry about the security or, is this USB ports going to let me run software off of it and so forth. So it's very exciting. I'm really happy to be associated with Mike Calvo and the folks at Saratech. I think they are, to me, this is one of the most significant steps forward with adaptive technology that I've seen in a long time. And I want to thank Mike and his staff for all of his efforts. I want to encourage you all who have not taken a look or taken a listen to this software, go online, get a trial, give Mike and his team the feedback that they need to make this even better and better, and really enjoy the freedom associated with being to access any PC anytime, anywhere. I want to thank you for listening to this edition of the iPod Technocast and invite you to email me directly at larry.lewis@flying-blind.com. And email me suggestions of types of things that you'd like to see on the future editions of iPod Technocast, and we'll see what we can do as far as accommodating those of you who want to see specific technology showcased on this Technocast. Thank you very much, and until next time, have a great day.